الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا صدق الله العظيم. Most respected students of Deen, mothers and sisters, most would now be very eager for the upcoming holidays that in a few days' time, Madrasa would be on recess for a week. So normally when the holidays come, everybody is very excited and looking forward to the time when they will be free, when they will be not part of the normal daily routine of madrasa, etc., etc. So while it is understood and accepted that there will be some excitement, some looking forward to the holidays as such, the primary thing is that we are the servants and the slaves of Allah Ta'ala at all times. Whether it is madrasa days, whether it is holidays, whether it is Ramadan or it is some other part of the year, it can be December or January, it doesn't matter to a mu'min what time of the day it is, what day of the week it is, what month of the year it may be, and where one is. All these things don't make any difference in terms of the principal issue. And the principal issue is that we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala, we are the servants of our Rabb. So none of these things change that part in any way. Yes, there are certain times, occasions, places that will make us go into a higher mode of effort to get closer to our Rabb, because we are now in a more auspicious time, more auspicious place. So we'll do more to highlight our servitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But in principle, we are his slaves and servants all the time, wherever we are, whatever time of the year it might be. So this is the thing that we need to always be conscious about, that it does not mean that holiday changes that principle and fundamental aspect. Sometimes people who, mashallah, are very, very particular and punctual with their tilawat of the Quran Sharif, for example, with their tasbihat and dhikr, and then suddenly it's a holiday time and they come back and say that everything went haywire in the holiday. Why would it go haywire in the holiday? Holiday means you had more free time and therefore you should have been in fact doing more. Little bit more tilawat, little bit more dhikr, tasbihat. How come in the holiday time it went the other way around? So one very common factor in this is the mindset, that when the holiday time comes, then the mindset also is that now holiday for everything. That holiday means must relax in such a way that relax deen also. Relax in terms of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas that is never a holiday. There is no such thing as relaxing deen, relaxing the commands of Allah Ta'ala. No, that applies all the time, anywhere, everywhere, any time of the year. So this is the important and the crucial factor, that we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala and beg his help at all times, and turn to Allah Ta'ala and seek his assistance, that even during the holiday time, we do not slip back into other things, rather we continue consistently and we continue in a way that we remain the true servants of Allah Ta'ala at all times. Now, what is going to help to keep on that track and keep going in the direction that we have taken on, that we want to become closer to Allah Ta'ala, we want to continue in a way that Allah Ta'ala is aware of what we are doing, and Allah Ta'ala is taking us forward all the time. We don't want to fall back, we don't want to slip into something that is not in order. So how do we keep on track? What's going to be the way? What's going to help us? So one of the very, very fundamental aspects is the company we keep. The company will help us, the environment we keep in, the company we keep in, that will help us to go forward. Or Allah forbid, it might make us fall backwards. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. We don't want to fall backwards. We want to go forward. Now the company is a very, very crucial aspect. It can make a person, it can break a person. Company will make or break. So now the company is very, very important, and we need to keep steadfast on the right company. On this note of company, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions in Suratul Kahf. Now Suratul Kahf, we may be familiar about the incident that is in Suratul Kahf. There were a group of young people. We are all, mashallah, in our youth as well. We are studying in madrasas, etc. We are all in our youth. So this is about young people. So the youth, the young people, were living among this community that was involved in shirk. And they were totally disgusted with this, that the shirk, how can this be ever a way of life? This is wrong, totally disgusting. And therefore, they then decided to break away from this. It's a lengthy incident, we're just getting to the crux of it. They said, no, this cannot be. We have to turn to one Allah Ta'ala. And this whole group of youngsters, they got together and they realized one person had this in his heart, but he was afraid to just express it. Then he realized the other person also, mashallah, is of a similar mindset, and he's also thinking in the same manner. So as they, now got together, and in this time, a whole group got together. The king of the time was informed, these young people, they are doing something different now. They don't want to be part of the crowd. They don't want to be involved in what we are worshipping and how we are worshipping. They are saying that they will only worship one Allah. They will not be part of worshipping the idols and whatever else. So this was now a very serious thing for the king, that these people are now breaking away. They're doing something else. Nowadays also, we get this kind of things coming up. When people decide to do the right thing, they decide to go in the right direction in a family, in a home, then you'll get these kind of things being said. Some will say they're breaking family ties. What does that mean, breaking family ties? That they don't want to join the rest of the family in doing what is wrong. Now, if there's intermingling, there's some function, some family getting together, but there's free for all, intermingling. So now they don't want to be part of the intermingling. So now they don't want to be part of the intermingling, it means they're wrong. They are breaking family. This is how it unfortunately comes out. People who want to do the right thing, they want to take the right step, they want to go in the right direction, then they become ostracized sometimes. They get cut off from others. They have to hear a lot of comments. And all these kind of things happen. So this is not something new. This is happening from ages. So now these young people also, they were now in this situation, and they were put to an ultimatum. Eventually, they were put into an ultimatum. In other words, either you come back and you join the rest of the crowd, you to get involved in the shirk, na'uzubillah, you to do all the wrong things, Otherwise, then your life is in danger. You are going to be then, your life will be gone. So in any case, these young people said, come what may, we cannot go into the wrong direction. We can never ever go into the path of shirk and kufr. We will worship only one Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, now to save themselves from danger, so they decided secretly to leave and disappear into a cave. Well, they went away far away, and they went and hid away in this cave, now thinking that over time now these people are going to be looking for them and whatever else. So try to hide away now for a while, and let's see now how things unfold. Any case, they went away to this cave, and Allah Ta'ala willed that a sleep overcame them. And the sleep overcame them for a very lengthy period, some a couple hundred years. And Allah Alam is a very lengthy period. So any case, in that time, that king also died, and many of those people also all died, and whatever else, and completely new people were all in place. When finally these people came back out of that sleep, and Allah Ta'ala preserved them, nothing happened to them. Their bodies were completely intact. They were completely safe from any effects of normally when a person is just sleeping long, you get people getting bed sores and people suffering and so many different things after that. Nothing. Allah Ta'ala preserved them completely. This is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, and Allah Ta'ala was manifesting His qudrat in this matter. And now eventually then when they came to sort of came awake again, they sent somebody to go and now buy some food. We're feeling hungry. They don't even know how long they were sleeping. They thought it was like just for the day, for the night. Somebody saying just part of the night. Somebody saying one whole night. So in any case, this person went to buy some food. The money that they had, he's presenting that money. The person who is seeing this, he's saying, hey, this is like antique money, this. Now imagine somebody brings like one 100-year-old coin now. That 100-year-old coin is no more in use. It's an antique. It might be sold as an antique. So now the person, he's shocked now where this person came with this antique, and he's trying to buy something to eat with it. So any case, long and short of the whole incident was, now the people got around, who are you, where are you from? And eventually the whole story came out that this is what happened. They realized, yes, there was something written about these people have disappeared. And they finally were found. By that time, the king who was there was now a person of Iman. So these people, mashallah, were welcome back. But now in this entire incident, we just touched on it very, very briefly because that was not the purpose of the discussion right now. The point in this was that Allah Ta'ala mentions this in the Quran Sharif. That these group of young people, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. They were a group of young people. And they brought Iman in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, we guided them even more and made their Iman very firm. And we strengthened their hearts. وَرَبَّطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We strengthened their hearts, made it very strong. Now all this was, when they turned to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave them that himmat and courage. But then further, Allah Ta'ala then mentions also, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. These people went away into the cave, and Allah Ta'ala preserved them in the cave. One of the things that happened is, when they disappeared from the town and went away to the cave, the dog that one of them had also followed them. Now they all went away into the cave, the dog sat on the mouth of the cave, and it also went into that slumber. The dog is looking like it's awake, but it's also in that same deep sleep. And anybody who would pass from there would get afraid, hey, there's a dog guarding here, we can't go close to this cave, they won't come close. But now Allah Ta'ala mentioned that dog also in a positive light, that this dog of theirs also was there, mashallah. Now the point here is, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, see, look, this is a dog, and we all know now the dog, what is the nature of the dog? The dog is such an animal that if it has to put his mouth into some container, there's water in that container, for example, and the dog put its mouth into that container, now a few liters of water, 10 liters of water, 20 liters, whatever, of that nature, that will become najis. That entire water will become najis. It's impure. You have to throw it away. That container in which that water was now, that container became impure also. That will have to be washed thoroughly, thrice. Now the point is that this is the nature of the dog, that even its saliva is najis, and that water, it will touch the water, that will become najis. But that dog accompanied these pious people. Lama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, he draws this point. Says this dog accompanied these pious people. So it also got a positive mention in the Quran Sharif due to the company it went away with. Now this doesn't mean it's permissible to keep pet dogs. This is a different ummat that this incident of the people of the cave happened in. And whatever the ahkam and laws pertain to them, that doesn't mean the same thing applies to us as well. We have to follow the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Guard dogs, hunting dogs, these are permissible to keep, but pets, dogs as pets are not permissible. So if a dog is there as a guard dog for security purposes outside the house, it's fine. But if it's a pet, then you're not allowed to keep a dog as a pet. But now this kind of animal, which will make the water najis, that container najis, but it accompanied the pious people and sat at the door, at the mouth of the cave, it also got a positive mention in the Quran Sharif. Now insan, human beings, mu'mineen, if they will accompany the pious people and they will be in good company, righteous company, why won't a positive impact come for them as well? Why won't they get closer to Allah Ta'ala? And why won't this be a positive impact on their hearts? If even animals have an effect on the behavior of human beings, animals have an effect. This is not from anywhere else. It's from the Hadith Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted that people who are all the time with camels and with horses, that's now their whole day. They tending to these animals, they riding them, they seeing to them, they feeding them and grooming them and whatever else. And whole day this is the job of the person. He's with the camels, with horses. He'll become proud too. Because these animals are proud animals. Camels and horses are proud animals. So now that pride from that animal, because now one is a person uses that animal as transport. He jumped on, he went, jumped off. And that's it now. Oh, he's just got an animal as a riding horse. So he goes, he does a ride, none. That's not his day and night job. But that animal's impact comes onto the person. To a point, it comes to every person that is now involved in that all the time. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that al-fakhru fil wal-khuyala, this pride and boasting, etc., it comes into these people. And those whose job is with sheep. Now the sheep is a miskeen animal, very, very humble. That's the sheep. A person who's now a shepherd, he's tending to it all the time. That's his day, his night, half of it is coming out in that same situation. You'll generally find them very humble. Because this is the nature of that animal. This is the nature of sheep. So now, when even the company of animals has an impact, Snake is a snake. We know what is the qualities of a snake. A snake doesn't, it will harm anybody. A snake will harm anyone. It doesn't make any distinction. A dog also, it can make a distinction. This is my master, my owner. This is his child. This is then whatever family member. So it recognizes now and it'll hold back. This looks like a stranger, an intruder, or maybe it'll start barking at that person. Even the dog can distinguish a little bit and it'll protect some and it'll harm some. But the snake across the board harms everybody. Anyone comes in its path and somehow it'll bite or whatever. So therefore, snake skin, shoes sometimes are made of snake skin. People use other things that are sometimes made of snake is not permissible. The fuqaha have said it's not permissible. Reason that because of the nature of that snake, using that snake skin product, that will bring that effect of that into the person. So it's not permissible to use snake skin products. So the point again is this association, this contact, it brings an impact, it brings an effect. So now when a person will stay in righteous company, good company, company that inspires one towards goodness, towards righteousness, being in such company will automatically make a person restrain oneself from many things. For example, sometimes a person who normally doesn't swear, but now they ended up in some wrong group, wrong company. Now they overheard somebody swearing one time, this person swearing. Next thing, they're also talking like that. Such a disgraceful thing, such a terrible thing. Allah Ta'ala blessed us with this great ni'mat of the tongue. We take Allah Ta'ala's name with this. We call unto Allah Ta'ala, make dua to Him. And in this way, we try to progress. Now, this great ni'mat of the tongue, we recite the kalima, we recite Quran Sharif, and subhanallah, the tasbihat, etc. So what a pure tongue is required for this, because we have to take Allah Ta'ala's name. Allah Ta'ala's name, what a pure tongue we have to have for it. But now this filth and dirt of vulgarity, of lying, of ghibat, it soils the tongue. And now we want to take Allah Ta'ala's name with it. It doesn't mean we mustn't take Allah Ta'ala's name, but it's not in keeping with the respect and the adab of taking Allah Ta'ala's name that we're also soiling the tongue with vulgarity. Imagine now somebody with dirty hands, he wants to hold food and eat, filthy, dirty hands, and where not he put his hands, now he wants to use it to eat with that same hand. Imagine he wants to feed somebody with that hand. They'll chase him out from there. What's wrong with you? We want to recite Durood Sharif with that same tongue. Subhanallah, what a great ibadat, Durood Sharif. It brings us closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all the things that go along with this, whatever recitations of Quran Sharif and so on. Now we have to keep the tongue clean for it. Keep the tongue pure. Now, this is unfortunately abused in this way, that the tongue is misused, there's vulgarity, etc. What a terrible thing. So now this person who doesn't normally swear, he came and sat in that group. Now because that's the kind of group it is, people talk in that way, so he started talking to also like that. So that's how bad that group can be, the effect of that group. But same person who normally also swears, now we're talking, unfortunately, this person has become so far away that he made his nature that he keeps swearing. You would have seen such people also. They are suddenly sitting close to somebody who is a pious person. The person who talks about himself, says about himself that now that's his tongue now. He can't control his tongue. Unfortunately, that's how he talks. That's what his people make those excuses for themselves. But now suddenly he's also in the company of some senior alim. He sits very quietly. He talks correctly. He doesn't ever utter one wrong word in that company. So now people later on ask him, but then you said you just can't control your tongue and you just don't have any control. It just comes out. What happened here now? How come you didn't speak in that half an hour you sat there, 1 hour you sat, and you're speaking so many things also in that time, but you didn't utter one vulgar word? How come? He said, no, not in front of such a great pious person. How can I talk in front of him like that? So now that company became the barrier between him and that vulgarity, which he was claiming that he can't control, which he was claiming that this is beyond him. And so on, all excuses. And sometimes, unfortunately, people make that their nature. It's not that anybody's nature is that. They make themselves that. And then without thinking, they just keep talking in that manner. But even such a person, in the right company, suddenly the brakes came on. Suddenly the brakes now came and the barrier came in between. And now suddenly he's got control. From this we learn the importance of this company, the right company. That company itself becomes a barrier. righteous company, people in whose company we won't have the courage to talk evil, in whose company we won't have the courage to suggest, let's do something wrong, or go to some place that's wrong. Now that's the company we have to keep. That's the kind of people we have to associate with. So this is what we have to concentrate on, become conscious about, that we turn to Allah Ta'ala, we beg Allah Ta'ala's help, keep the right company. We want to stay in the right direction, and the right direction requires we stay in the right company. And we stay in the right company, then alhamdulillah, that itself will help us tremendously. We'll keep going forward and we'll benefit tremendously from that company. The least is we won't go backwards, inshallah. That's the least. That company will help us move forward. But so we want to benefit all the time. We have to keep remembering we are the servants of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So now this dog also got a positive mention from Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif due to having gone in the right company. So if we stay in the right company, we'll too get closer to Allah Ta'ala. We too will become closer to Allah Ta'ala. And we also will benefit tremendously. So in this regard, we have to all the time keep checking, keep selecting carefully who we are associating with. And as we always keep mentioning and repeating this so many times, and we'll have to continue repeating it, company is not confined to human company. Anything that is in our company, or we are in its company. And unfortunately nowadays, everybody got one other company, the company of the smartphone. Illa mashallah. The company of the smartphone. But if we want to be safe, we'll have to become smarter than the smartphone. How do we become smarter than the smartphone? The smartest thing to do is not to have a smartphone. That's the smartest thing to do. Nowadays, to say this is the smartest thing to do, many might wonder, is this, are we hearing right? Is this the same world we are living in? Or we gone somewhere else for now? Is this possible? Can this ever happen? It sounds such an impossibility. It sounds such a far-fetched thing. But in that process, what not is happening? How much of damage are we inflicting upon ourselves through the smartphone? Are we conscious about it? How much of time is totally wasted? That's the least of the harms. The least of the harms is the amount of time that is wasted just scrolling this and that and the other, and on social media and whatever else. The time that is completely just gone in things of just futile, and that's the least of the problems. And time is, after all, our capital, the capital of time. We don't have time, we don't use the time correctly, then that's the biggest problem. That is the biggest problem. So we need to become conscious about this. We need to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And now these holidays, as we mentioned at the beginning, holidays doesn't mean we are holiday in deen, holiday from Allah Ta'ala's commands. No. We are Allah Ta'ala's servants all the time. We are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. There is no such thing as holiday from deen. We keep turning to Allah Ta'ala and begging Allah Ta'ala's help. And inshallah, this is what will take us ahead. It will make our dunya also a place of sukoon and afiyat and peace and happiness and full of blessings. We will enjoy the ni'mat of dunya correctly. And the most important thing is that we will gain the benefit in the akhirat, which is beyond our imagination. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala keep us safe from all harms, from the traps of nafs and shaitan. Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast on deen, keep us steadfast on all the amal, and Allah ta'ala keep us going closer to him all the time, connect us to him, and make us his true and obedient servants. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Next week there won't be any program. Inshallah we'll continue the week thereafter. Inshallah. Salaam.